Congratulations on working your way through part one of the case study. By now, you should have a good sense of how Tupac's customers respond to different patterns of spending and pricing decisions. To be more specific, you have developed a set of assumptions about how Tupac's market works. Assumptions, for instance, about which product characteristics are most important to each of Tupac's customer segments. People often refer to such a set of assumptions as a mental model. Here in part two, you have the opportunity to extend your understanding by further testing and refining your assumptions. This opportunity takes two forms. First, you can explore how different market conditions and customer preferences would affect Tupac's business. You can see how the strategy that seemed to work in part one when the market was growing runs into trouble under different conditions or changed customer buying criteria. You should adjust your assumptions to explain these different outcomes and then test them against yet another set of market conditions and customer preferences. With each iteration, you will be working to extend your understanding. In the real world, this accumulated learning is what we commonly call experience. The second way you can extend your understanding is to compare your mental model of Tupac's business with a simplified version of the actual model underlying the simulation. By examining the structure of our model and its assumptions about customer behavior, you can develop a richer understanding of the elements that create the dynamic behavior that we observe in a business like Tupac. We have found that often the best way to understand complex business dynamics is to map out the structure of the elements that comprise the business at hand. The way those elements relate to each other determines the behavior of the overall business system. We think you will find that such a systemic perspective is valuable in any industry and across business disciplines. So start building and refining those mental models.